Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday Hollow Cult. You know what that means. You've chosen us to hang out with you to get you through the work week. On this episode today, should be dropping the day after Easter. So, in honor and in light of that, I have compiled for you a bunch of real life Easter bunny sightings.
Steve loves these little holiday special.
It's great
shows that drive everyone crazy.
Yeah, everyone definitely loves the Santa Claus encounters. And by loves, I mean doesn't like that much.
That's okay.
So I figured I would just pile on there some goofy rabbit encounters.
It's more hate for the Hollow Camp.
Yeah, you know how it is. If you're new here, we like to talk about some stuff. So if you don't want to listen to us talk, you're going to want to fast forward probably 6 or 7 minutes, get to the crux of the show. If you want to listen to us talk, feel free to hang out. If you're not new here, welcome back, weirdo. It's a new week. Welcome back. I'm going to take a second here to talk about something. It's a little more serious. A lot of you guys know that I don't listen to a whole lot of podcasts, right? Just kind of not a whole lot my vibe. I watch a lot of YouTube. I try to kind of almost steer away from the paranormal podcast world because you don't like want to have influences necessarily on the content you're putting out. But with that being said, one of the shows that I do listen to is a show called Hard Lore. And it's about heavy music, and it's just got two buddies. The front man from Twitching Tongues and the guitar player from Harm's Way. We get on there, interview people, really entertain me. And their music has been kind of a staple in my life for a long time now. All that being said, the guitar player, Bo Luders, passed away, what was it, two days ago?
Damn.
So I just wanted to bring that up. Hug your friends.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. Hug your friends. Reach out to them. You don't know what everybody's got going on, but just tell them you love them.
Yeah.
So.
I'll second that. It is weird that, like, ironically enough, we come to that type of passing in our lives at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, Steve and I had an off-air conversation that kind of danced around the same thing about, you know, kind of appreciating life and everybody around you and, you know, having people in your life that make a fucking difference, don't hang out with the people that constantly try to sabotage your life because that's just dumb.
Yeah.
You know, be with the people that are there for you, they ride and die for you. I know a lot of people don't. It's weird to find out that a lot of people don't have that type of friendship either.
Yeah.
You know, that's sad that they don't. I don't know. They just don't, which is just a bummer. But, I mean, as far as my life goes, I've been trying to do everything in my power to slow time down. Just try to enjoy as much of it as I can. And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. And it really resonated with me. Not necessarily just because I watched the show, but or listened to their music, but he was the same age as us. He was 38.
Damn.
And came from kind of the same, not necessarily the same background, but we both grew up in heavy music.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just hit weird. I didn't know him personally, but it just hit weird. So check
probably
it out.
Probably because it is like so reminiscent of like our childhood and growing up. And
yep.
I mean, and we are. I mean, unfortunately, we are at that age where literally anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, just one day you might not fucking be here.
Yep.
And you just, I mean, I learned that through, you know, Ernie. Just, man, you just don't know when shit can happen, and don't leave things under the table that you should have plopped down on that table. You know, like it's like Steve said, give them a hug. Tell them you love them once in a while. Be appreciative of them.
Check in on them.
Yeah.
Takes no time at all to shoot a text message.
Yeah.
And if you are struggling with your mental health, don't hesitate to reach out to somebody.
Yeah.
I know it feels like a burden and it compiles and you don't want to put that burden on other people, but just reach out. People love you. People care about you.
That's the thing too. And I mean, I literally have had this conversation in my life very recently. I had, you know, I'll just say my wife told me she didn't want to be my burden. And I'm like, that's literally what I'm here for. Like, that's why I'm here. And that's that applies to your friends and your loved ones too. Like, they want to be there to be in that moment and get you through it. Nobody wants to see you carry the weight by yourself. And if you are surrounded by those people, find new people, because real people help carry the weight.
Yep. 100%.
No matter what. Cause I mean, that's one thing that, you know, me and Steve, we walk through the mud together. We don't have one guy on the land cheering the other guy on through the mud. Fuck that. We get in the mud together and drag that fucking log behind each of us.
Yeah. But I just wanted to take a little bit of time and just say something about it. If you like heavy music, go and check out their back catalog. They interview all kinds of different people from the hardcore scene, from the metal scene. But yeah, my heart and thought goes out to his girlfriend, his family, and Colin, the co-host. I know I can't imagine what that dude's going through right now. So send him some good vibes, Hollow Cult. Okay, where was I? Yeah, check us out on the social medias. You know how that works. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like for us to feature on a future show, we got plenty of ways for you to, or Kyle. Kyle's got the way for you to do it.
I do have the way. And the way is hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. Shoot it over there. We're going to find it. We're going to put it out eventually.
It's easy.
We're trying to find some new styles, some new ways to handle the submissions. And we'll get there. We'll get there. Give us time. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. But know that we always and forever are trying to do as much as we possibly can for you guys.
It's all we can do.
Because our listeners are too wicked.
They're too wicked. Too wicked.
And you have to say wicked.
Wicked. God, I love it.
No D.
No.
Got to be the T.
Not at all. If you'd like to support the show, plenty of ways you can do it. Hop on over to Patreon, see if there's anything over there that kind of lights your fire. Also, if you're one of the people that just bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch about ads, you can literally go to Patreon and there's no ads.
It's not even that many ads.
And we don't even control that many. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, Spotify puts their own ads in. YouTube puts their own ads in. Like, we there's a very, very few plots that we have control over. So I don't know what to tell you.
And you know what's crazy? Like, you would think that people would remember public television.
Yeah.
Where literally an hour show was what, Steve? Like, probably 25 minutes of actual show.
Yeah.
And the rest was fucking ads.
Yeah. But hey,
But we're going to get mad at an hour show that has like 5 minutes
of ads. We put out free content and that's not good enough. So come over and pay for it at Patreon. No ads there.
I feel that.
And you know who you are, Spotify crybaby.
And I did announce one of the new shows on Patreon the other day.
Yeah, I saw it drop.
I did do that.
Got to go over there to get that information. Sorry about you. You can also go to our store where we got a few things left in there. HollowSkyPodcast.com merch store. Go check out what's in there. I know, I just keep being a broken record, and we never do it, but we're going to eventually put some new stuff in there. So
I was just going to say, I do have a sick idea for a t-shirt that I'm going to run by after the show. Hell so yeah. Don't let me forget. It is a cool idea, though.
Hell yeah. The best thing you can do is share the show word of mouth. Best thing you can do. Anytime we release an episode, share it on the socials, interact with it, comment. Just, you know how algorithms work. Go over to the YouTube, subscribe and hit the notification bell, comment on all those videos, hype the videos. I see that the whole hype thing is now integrated in, and there's hyped videos that's appearing on my timeline and stuff. So go do that. The last thing you can do, well, almost the last thing, is leave us a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. When I find them, I will shout you out. And this week's comes to us from our friend Sapirsky. Sapirsky says, 5 stars. Feels like speaking with old buddies. absolutely love this podcast. I started listening about a year and a half ago, and since then I've gone all the way to the beginning and listened to every single episode. Some of the juicier episodes more than once. What I love about this show more than anything else is the interaction between the hosts and the research that they do for each episode. You can tell that these are two dudes who have been friends since forever. Said like Squints from The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Really reminds me of hanging out with my buddies from back in the day. Thank you guys for this awesome gift that you've provided to me and all of us, really. Keep up the good work. That's what it's all about.
Bro, I love the fact that it took me a second to fully catch that. But I do that shit all the time at home where I'll go, forever.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I love that.
That's awesome.
That's rad. Thank you.
Great. That was a great fight. You'd be surprised at how many people don't like us talking.
Yeah, it's weird.
They just want to tell a story. Tell me about some ghosts right now.
It's also crazy that people actually go back and re-listen to episodes because we are like so, like, and it's not a story. It's just like a fact-based thing. I don't know. It's weird. But I guess I do understand like humor because our humor does shine through once in a while. And
we are funny sometimes.
Sometimes.
I could not go back and listen to our first episodes. We didn't know what. Like, we don't know what we're doing now.
Yeah.
We really didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, they're rough. They're rough. We admit that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it is what it is.
But, hey, we still got people that are finding us and liking us. People that find us and don't like us. But I won't be reading those reviews.
That's true.
So, another way that you can support the show is supporting our wonderful sponsors that you are going to hear from right now.
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one size fits all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood. And usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
And just like that, we are back. Welcome back, Hollow Cult. It is Easter weekend when we're recording this. It will drop the Monday after. So I'm just going to bounce right in. Get it? Hop right into it.
Oh, but don't.
So as I said before, everybody loves the Santa Claus encounters. And by loves, I mean not that much. So I'm gonna one up because what's the second most popular icon of the holiday season? It's a freaking Easter bunny.
Yeah.
And so this kind of comes back into the same area we were with Santa Claus. What is the Easter bunny? Is that a tulpa? Collective thought process of all the children in the entire world creating this thing? Is it a screen memory that aliens are putting forth to abduct us?
That's my vote.
Is it just an alien period? A giant alien rabbit hopping around?
I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Me either. But I traipsed through the internet and found a bunch of personal experiences that I'm going to share. They come from all over the place. Singular Fortean Society.
And ironically enough, we have recently found alien-shaped crafts or egg-shaped crafts.
Mm.
That's weird.
That makes sense, Kyle.
That's weird. It's weird.
Now it's all starting to make
sense.
Maybe
they found the Easter Bunny's lair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
So I used a bunch there. Some reports that were submitted to the Singular Fortean Society. There's Reddit reports in here. There's a whole bunch of places that I look for. So if you search up some Easter Bunny encounters, you're going to find some all over the place. I'm starting off with one right here at home in good old Illinois.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you had the one.
No, I did not see a giant. I will fight a giant rabbit.
Yeah.
This was submitted to the Singular Fortean Society called Illinois Rabbit Encounter. It was just after sunup Easter morning in 1961 or 1962. A little north of Northwestern University in Illinois. I was 8 or 9 years old and knew that there were two Easter bunnies called Mom and Dad. I have never liked mornings, but I woke up that morning just as it started to get light and decided to check out the Easter baskets for my little sister and me. They were on the coffee table in the den. I sat on the couch and began inspecting the baskets when I saw something unusual in our backyard. I could hardly miss it because it was in direct line of sight with the baskets, and it was huge. It was a 6-foot-plus tall, white, bipedal rabbit wearing a black vest embroidered with little glass beads of all colors.
That's fucking creepy.
That's crazy. It was about 15 feet from the house facing away from it, so I saw it in profile. It was standing still next to our 7-foot-tall blue spruce tree, about 25 to 30 feet away from me, for maybe half a minute, long enough for me to get a good look at it. It never looked in my direction. It took a short step before it hopped like a kangaroo, but with shorter hops, and each hop was double the speed of the last, and the rabbit quickly became a black and white blur and vanished before it would have hit the back fence. After that, I poked my head into my mom and dad's room, not to see if one of them had put on the show, because I already knew that it was not a person in a rabbit costume. But if they were awake, I wanted to tell them what I saw. They were sound asleep, and so was my little sister. So I went back to bed and just woke up at a normal time. I never uttered a sound from the time I first woke up until the second time. Even our terrier slept all the way through the incident. Everyone's first priority was the Easter basket opening ceremony, and that's when I told my whole family what I'd seen, who loved it, especially my sister, who was 3 or 4 years old at the time. I've never been shy about telling folks that I saw the Easter bunny the morning of Easter, or I have never been shy about telling folks what I saw Easter morning from the start until this day. I'm not the Lone Ranger. I've never had any other encounters with giant bunnies, be it Easter or not. It is my only anomalous experience other than a near-death experience around the age of 5 until decades later. And it said, although she hasn't seen any other giant rabbits or animals, she was reminded of an experience she had while watching television many years later. I've not seen a real giant rabbit or any other giant animals before or since. But half a century later, a related incident chilled me to the bone, she said. It was an early scene in Steven Spielberg's miniseries Taken, when I saw the boy opening his shuttered bedroom window in the middle of the night to see a giant squirrel beckoning him. My heart jumped through my throat, my knees nearly buckled. I had shivers from head to toe. I grew up watching Svengoolie and never heard of this sort of reaction. The incident caused her to question the nature of her own experience. Since then, I've asked myself, did I see the Easter Bunny, or was it an ET posing as the Easter Bunny? I'm going with the real Easter Bunny because it was and still is fun, and I've never had any recollection of abduction or missing time. I got this from the Singular Fortean Society, had provided a picture that she made in Photoshop. I didn't add the picture to this specific encounter here. After 60 years, the picture in my brain is still real. The grass, the needles, the blue spruce, the snow-white fur, and the big, shiny black eyes of the bunny. That definitely sounds kind of alien. Big black eyes.
Yeah. I love how the bunny, as it bounced, it gained speed.
It's also strange that it disappeared before it hit the fence. I'm assuming that she saw it vanish. Like, just...
It's like a ship trying to go into light speed.
Oh, as it, like, as it speeds like up.
Yeah. Or like, you know, back to the Future. They get the DeLorean up the speed, and then boom, he's gone.
It's also, I'm starting to notice as I'm kind of going through these, that they all happened quite a while ago. The 60s was... almost 60 years ago, over 60 years ago.
Yeah.
This next one comes from Reddit, from Redditor Soft Incident. 7 foot tall Easter bunny sightings as a kid.
Why are they all so fucking tall?
Because it's a bun squatch.
That sucks.
Soft Incident says, I'm trying to see if anyone else has witnessed the same thing. When I was around 3 in 1978 or 79, I remember very vividly waking up in the morning and being thirsty. It was probably around February and around 7 or so in the morning. So it's not even Easter, right? 7 or so in the morning because I clearly remember the sun just coming up. Well, I walked down our mobile home hallway towards the kitchen, and as I came past the wall into the side of the kitchen, there was this humanoid 7 to 8 foot tall bunny that was opening the front door and stepping into the living room. As he was stepping in, I can still feel the cold of the outdoors hitting me as I was only in my pajamas and the distinct feel of the cold kitchen floor beneath my feet. As he ducked to come in, I noticed that he had fangs like a vampire or a large lion. And sheer terror invoked me in the most paralyzing way. Somehow I was able to break free and I started screaming and running as fast as I could to my parents' room. I was freaked the F out, pinching and pulling my parents to wake them up. I remember thinking, what if they don't wake up? I kept thinking that the bunny man, cryptid, whatever it was, would be coming for me. And I couldn't get my parents to wake up fast enough. But he never came. And I wouldn't go into the kitchen and was scared for even my father to venture in there. They chalked it up to just my imagination getting the better of me. But even at that age, I still recognized that they knew that I wasn't lying and I had really seen something, especially for me to freak out like that. I'm now 49 years old and I've always wondered how many more people ever came across anything like this. I was reading a post and the OP's name was Chilled Bacon, and they said that they had a similar experience, but I can't seem to find this person to ask them any more questions. Let me know if any of you have had any kind of similar experience as a kid. I know with 100% certainty that this was not a dream or hallucination. I know with all of my being, so please don't try to say that it was. What else I got here? The poster goes on to talk about the bunny in more detail after another commenter had asked it a question. The question was, I want to know more about how your and OP's bunny looked. Was it white? Was it dirty? Did it have clean fur? Did it look more like a natural rabbit, but big and upright? Did it have cartoonish, like a costume of Easter bunnies? Was it wearing clothes? The poster comes back to say, it was white. And now that you mention it, yeah, it was a little dirty looking. Also, it seemed to be a suit, but I don't think that there was a man underneath it, even if it was a suit. I don't know, but I got the feeling that it was an evil entity and not a man. As for the colors of much else, it's been a long time, and I wasn't really focused on that sort of thing after I saw its fangs and then it had glowing red eyes. I'd love to be hypnotized to try to remember better, but I'm not sure who to go to for that, quite honestly. I'm not sure that I really want to remember it all that well again. It scared me to the core, and I've never felt such sheer terror since. So that's a strange one.
Yeah, I mean, it had fucking vampire fangs.
Yeah, it did.
That's the scariest Easter bunny in recorded history, I think.
What show was it that had a terrifying Easter bunny in it? It was like a kid's show.
I feel like that too. I was thinking of some type of cartoon, and I don't know what it would be, but I don't know. And then why is the Easter bunny dirty? You know, what did he go through that day? And then on top of all that, it's got to have glowing red eyes, which is terrifying. Anything with glowing red eyes is scary, obviously. And then they point out the fact that it was possible that this whole thing was a suit with nobody in it.
Yeah, even if it was a suit with somebody in it.
It's still scary because they're coming into your house.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's 7 to 8 feet tall, which is huge.
Because, like, they both talk about it ducking down to get through the door and shit. Like,
I mean, if I saw a random 7-foot-tall man coming into my house, that's scary.
With fangs and red eyes.
That's way scary.
Yeah. So whenever these get posted in Reddit, then it brings out more people to kind of tell their story. And this was someone else in the comments that commented on it. I guess if you're in the comments, you're commenting. But this is from Fuzzy Map. Said, it happened to me too at Easter when I was 4 or 5 years old. He was huge and had demonic red eyes and was hiding tiny eggs around the garage, looking at me sideways to see my reaction. I just thought it was the Easter bunny and ran to tell my parents, but they sent me back to bed. And they said that I couldn't get up until everybody was awake and then we could go hunt for our eggs. But on the way back to my room, I took a peek down the stairs. And there was this huge window that looked out into the garage. And I saw him going back out into the studio we had in the garage and just closed the door. Nobody believed me, but I know what I saw. He was walking on his hind feet, and he was very tall. He had these red eyes with black and silver in the middle. He was also carrying a small basket with tiny eggs, which I think were chocolate-covered almonds. It was a very tall rabbit, white and sort of sitting on its hind legs, but it would wobble as it moved. Now that I think of its red eyes with the black and silver in the middle, I, too, think that it was evil. But back then, as a very small child, I thought it was the most wonderful thing in the world to see the Easter Bunny. Had I gone down the stairs to greet it, I'm not sure what would happen.
Oh, I know exactly what happened. I figured it out. This is a fucking Nephilim conspiracy. Nephilim.
Every time.
Demonic conspiracy, because you have the Cadbury Bunny, who's usually portrayed as black. Like Baphomet.
Yeah, true.
And then he leaves a bunch of little tasty eggs for everybody to eat, which is obviously
bait
that goes into an alien human hybrid program.
Yep.
Obviously.
Demonic forces.
Fucking demonic rabbits.
Demonic Nephilim Easter rabbits.
How sad do you have to be to have all of that power? Right? You got a lot, like you're perceived as the Nephilim who's like just fucking OP.
Yeah, you're an angel child hybrid.
And then what do? You turn into a fucking bunny with mini eggs. That sucks.
The mini eggs cracked me up.
You're a sad boy.
That was my favorite part.
The mini eggs.
Yeah. Just a tiny 8-foot-tall rabbit carrying a tiny basket. A
little bitty eggs.
With Hershey eggs in it. Love it.
I mean, that would scare the shit out of me, too.
Yeah. If I was a kid, I like that the kid wasn't scared. The kid was stoked. Like, fuck yeah, the Easter Bunny. And went and told his parents, hey, the Easter Bunny's here. And like, go back to bed. It's too early to do Easter.
But bro.
He's like, it's literally in the garage right now.
Yeah.
It's still in the hubcaps off your car.
And like, it's leaving mini eggs as payment.
Yeah. The fact that I just watched it shut the door as it left, that's...
How bad would that fuck you up as a parent? If you were like, yeah, right, go back to bed. And then you go out there later on in the day and there are mini eggs all over the garage.
And your kid's missing.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Sucks. I got another one here from the 40 Singular Fortean Society. They received the following email called Strange Encounter on Easter in the subject line January 10th, 2022. This one's a newer one. They said, hello, I saw your posting looking for strange holiday encounters and stories. I've never gone on the record with this story, but I can still picture it in my head as clear as day from the day it happened. I don't tell many people this story as it's often met with ridicule or disbelief, but I can swear on a stack of Bibles that I remember this happening. It happened when I was a child. I'm 28 now, so it must have been seven years old or younger at the time. I was very young. I would say maybe 1999 or 2000, but I'm not fully sure. I remember it was Easter morning, and I was on the floor of my parents' living room watching some Easter special, playing with whatever new toy I got in my Easter basket, and feasting upon the chocolate goodies. I can clearly remember not hearing any sort of sound or anything that would draw my attention, yet I looked out the sliding glass door of the living room that went into my fenced backyard. We lived in a residential neighborhood on a busy street with numerous neighbors around, so we weren't out in the sticks by any means. As I looked out the sliding glass door, I saw a flash of color. I distinctly remember white and blue and purple. I got up and looked out the window, and I saw something that I will never forget. Jumping over the fence into our backyard was a 6 to 7 foot tall rabbit man. It had the face of a rabbit with those cold, darting eyes and twitching nose, ears up and tall, white to cool blue purple coloring in the fur. It didn't have an Easter basket or anything funny like that. It stood on two legs, which were flat like a rabbit's hind legs, with large, powerful haunches. I don't remember what exactly the arms looked like, but I remember it held them close to its body. It jumped over the fence from the neighbor's house and landed in our yard. I stood there in awe as this thing hopped across the backyard. It stood for a second, looked right at me, and proceeded to jump over the adjacent fence into our neighbor's yard. And that was the last I saw of it. I immediately told my parents what I saw, and they laughed and said I'd been watching too many Easter specials. They confirmed with me that no one was running around the neighborhood in an Easter bunny costume. This was in broad daylight, and it was so odd, nobody else took notice of this thing. Perhaps I was the only one that could see it. I'm an avid cryptozoological investigator and have gone on numerous Sasquatch expeditions, and have had what I believe to be a few encounters through the years. I spent numerous field hours looking for UFOs, going on ghost hunts, and things like that. Yet this always stuck in the back of my mind, out of anything that I've experienced. Thank you for reading this. Let me know if you have any questions. Heck yeah.
That's... I mean, as a parent, like, what do you say?
I don't know.
When your kid comes in and goes, hey, the Easter bunny's in the backyard. I feel like now I would be like, I don't know, though. I feel like that I would go look at it because of where we are now in life.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But at the same time, I could also see me watching TV and my kid being like, hey, the Easter bunny's out back, and me going, yeah, right. Like, just completely dismissing it. And it's so weird because it falls outside of normal, like normal encounter hours, as weird as that is to say.
Yeah, they're a bunch of daytime sightings.
It's weird.
Yeah, sucks. Maybe aliens do this. They just keep their little gray big-headed bodies at night.
Bro, it's like being a daywalker,
and they just don't know. They think that these icons are so ingrained in, like, yes, our way of life that, yes, seeing the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus walking around, that's just another day.
I hope that's how it plays out. I hope that they're like, hey, all we gotta do is turn into the bunny. They accept the bunny. It's a part of them.
They welcome them into their homes.
So if we just become bunnies, giant bunnies,
Night of the Lepus,
we can move amongst them.
Shout out to anybody who knows what Night of the Lepus is.
I also love, like, it has been very consistent on about the 7 foot, 6 to 7 foot range.
Big motherfuckers.
It's crazy that all these reports are kind of accurate in this 6 to 7 foot range.
I love it.
The descriptions are obviously varying dramatically, but the height is relatively the same across the board.
I like the ones that have the vests on. The dapper entity, if you will.
Well, the one was like bedazzled.
Yeah. Yeah, he did have a bedazzled vest on. Yeah. Can you imagine that's what Disclosure is? the government comes out and says, hey, aliens are real and they're going to be here tomorrow. And we wake up and it's just hundreds of thousands of Santa Clauses and Easter bunnies and tooth fairies.
I don't think people would be afraid then.
I would be looking at them a little crossways if there was.
No, I'm saying like, I feel like. Old fucking Bojangles across the street there is going to pull out the 12 gauge and
he's probably already in a Santa suit at this point. Yeah. He's in his own Santa suit.
He's going to pull out the 12 gauge and try to have some dinner.
Oh man. Well, I got a whole bunch here. So I'm going to go until we hit our timeline. I got like 6,000 words worth of Easter bunny encounters,
which is that's excessive.
And that's that. I could have kept going. Once you start looking, a lot of people have been seeing.
So it's that prominent.
Yeah, which is crazy.
That's nuts.
I thought Santa Claus encounters had a lot. This is probably right on par with that.
That's wild.
And now that Kyle pointed out that a lot of them are like similar. Sus.
It's weird, man. It's fucking weird.
Sus.
I never would have guessed that there would have been that many people with these types of encounters. Because it rules out obvious explanations.
People are seeing something. People are seeing something.
And it seems like the age group is varying. Like there's a large gap in age group, so it's not just, you know, itty bitty kids.
And I like that they're all pre-internet. From the 60s, 70s, true. Even early 90s is pre-internet.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
It's weird. Let's move crazy. On. This next one is from r/humanoid encounters on Reddit. The poster is Eldis Freeman. And the title is, the older I get, the more I've convinced myself that this is a bizarre memory, that this bizarre memory had to be a dream of some sort. Edit. Disclaimer. Total disclaimer. I'm a first-time visitor poster at the r/humanoid encounters. I had posted this to r/dreams and I was told to come here. Maybe someone could give me more info. So if you have any actual information that may help me, please let me know. I've always tried to keep my mind open as to what to think is possible and impossible, but I have zero knowledge base on this type of things. Thank you. So for the last 15 plus years, I've been freaked out by this memory I have from childhood. I'm 30 now and it still feels totally real to me. But the rational side of my mind has forced me to reconcile it as being only a vivid, strange dream. The memory is from when I was a young child, possibly 5 or 6 years old. My parents divorced right around that age, and in this memory, they're still together. Here is the context. It was Easter, or very close to it. My family owns 40 acres of land in the Catskills. I spend countless weekends up there through my life, and in this memory, most of my close family was up there for the holiday weekend. It was tradition to hide the children's Easter baskets and have the kids look for the baskets instead of the eggs. So this memory begins with it being Easter morning. The log cabin currently on the property isn't built at the time. We had a 2-car garage with a wood stove and a small camper. It was chilly that morning and still early spring in upstate New York. My brother and I split up to search for our Easter baskets in the woods. I remember walking around the woods surrounding the garage and wondering where my basket would be. Just how far into the woods would my parents have placed it? My grandfather always smoked a pipe, and as I ventured deeper down the trail, I smelled a pretty familiar scent. I remember thinking, how did Pop-Pop get down here already? I was getting closer as the scent was getting stronger. And just then, I saw something that I will never be able to get out of my mind. A humanoid rabbit resting against a tree about 20 yards in front of me. It turned its head and looked directly at me. All I felt was pure terror. I stared for a few seconds and turned around and ran for my life. I ran back to the garage and to the safety of my parents. I remember crying hysterically and told my father what I had seen. I remember that my family was surrounding me and calming me down while telling me that I had imagined it and that everything would be okay. The memory fades from there. I still don't remember the aftermath. Still 25 plus years later, I have that image seared into my brain and I cannot shake it. As I stated, the logical part of my brain tried to convince itself that this was nothing more than a vivid, strange dream or nightmare. But it's always there lurking, and no matter how much time passes, I cannot seem to 100% convince myself that it was nothing more than my five-year-old imagination.
Yeah, I'd want to convince myself of that, too.
The fact that it used, like, because you know, like, screen memories and things, and it manipulating our sight and it manipulating sound where the phenomena will, like, call us into the woods. The fact that it used a familiar smell almost makes it that much creepier.
Yeah, but it failed because when it, like, he was like, fuck this.
Yeah, it was like.
It was like, did I understand that correctly? That for their Easter, their parents would hide the baskets in the woods?
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
What time did you grow up?
This was posted 9 years ago.
It's got to be from like the 1840s.
We may have something different on our hands if we're talking to somebody from the 40s.
1840s. Who does that to their little kids? They're like, hey. That'd be like me telling my daughter, like, hey, I hid your basket in the woods. Go find it.
They go just see the bunny man.
It just seems like shit parenting.
Go check out Bunny Pawpaw and see.
I don't want you around, so I hid your basket way in the woods. Go find it.
And pipe smoke.
Searching all day.
Pipe tobacco is very noticeable. Like, it's a very distinct scent.
Yeah.
The fact that he smelt it and immediately thought, hey, my grandpa's down here in the woods. And then as he gets further in the woods, giant rabbit.
Yeah. Nope. Not grandpa.
Weird.
Not pop pop.
See, no.
1840s, bro.
Bun bun.
Yeah.
Murderous bun bun.
Yeah.
All right, we move on to user Bonafide Bunny Eyed.
Ooh.
4 years ago, this was posted. Bunny Eyed says, yuck. Okay, so I used to like look out the window when I was a kid before bed and try to see stuff that maybe only came out at night. We were the second house from the end, not like a dead end street, but an end to the main road. And there was a street light at the first house, so it wasn't pitch black. But there were shadows. Anyway, I remember seeing a near man-sized rabbit with crooked ears and grossly long legs moving around outside up the street. There was the main road, and up a bit was another street that turned off across from mine, so I could see a good distance. It moved in a way that made me uncomfortable, so I just got back into bed. We lived in a two-story building, and my room faced the stairway. I don't know how much time had passed. You never know as a kid. An hour, 5 minutes, maybe a century. But I heard the stairs creak, and I covered my head with my blanket. I can't remember if my parents were also upstairs asleep, but I remember the nightlight was on at the base of the stairs, and that meant everyone was in bed. Anyway, I peeked out at the sound to see this crooked-eared shadow coming up, and I nearly lost my mind. I stayed quiet forever and fell asleep till in the morning. Woke to my basket of treats and wanted to sling them right out the window that I saw this thing out of. A couple years later, I saw an episode of Ripley's Believe It or Not, and they were talking about jackrabbits, how they had big legs and long teeth. There was a drawn depiction of one, and it hit me right in the back of my throat and burned in my stomach because it reminded me of that damn thing I saw out of my window. I was not a fan of Easter after that. Nor was I too keen on looking out the window at night. Don't know if it was the Easter Bunny, but I did see a giant bunny on Easter, and I hope that I never see it again. Just got a shiver typing this out. Now you got a backwoods bunny.
backwoods legs bunny is good.
The crossed ears.
Yeah, just all crooked and haggard.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, I'm really leaning into the idea that this is the aliens' excuse to walk around. Day walker outfits.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
Because, and I don't know the fucking rules, obviously, but one would think if we had enough thought that went into creating a tulpa, my brain registers that as, we collectively created an image together. The image in question should be the same across the board.
Hmm.
Right? Does that kind of make sense? Because why would our collective thoughts go into forming something that now
is different for everybody?
Is different for everybody.
Interesting.
It's a weird thought, right?
Interesting ground.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird. I mean, I guess you
would think that would make sense.
Yeah, of course. Unless you, I mean, of course, you could argue that somehow we also gave it abilities for it, but who, what thing picks Haggard Bunny?
Maybe it locks into like personal consciousness from the collective.
Maybe. I fuck with the Daywalker outfit.
Yeah.
I like that. That one makes a lot of sense to me.
If I see a giant rabbit walking on its hind legs in a sequence vest,
throwing
carrying
star.
A tiny basket of eggs, I'm fighting it like it's an alien.
Throwing star.
Kyle's going to hit it with a throwing star.
I need to buy some and keep them on me at all times.
Continuing down the Reddit rabbit hole. You get it? Rabbit hole? Because Easter Bunny, you get it?
That's a good one.
6 years ago, Sly Kitty Pie says, Easter Bunny or something more sinister?
Uh-oh.
Hello, everyone. I've been waiting to post this story for a while. Anxiety has stopped it until now. So here it goes. When I was around 6 or 7, I lived in a tiny town on the coastal mountains. It was just my young parents, early 20s and early 30s, and myself in a double-wide trailer. Someone was kind enough to let us move into their property, and it was beautiful. Picture redwood forest as our backyards, absolutely gorgeous. There were horses on the property too, which is another story. Anywho, after putting out carrots and water for the Easter Bunny, I went to bed, which was the first room when you walk down the hallway from a large living room. I prayed and prayed so hard that I would meet the Easter Bunny. So at this time, I believed in a mix of the best of Christianity mom and Catholicism stepdad. So it was more or less a religious fairy tale. And if I did good and prayed hard, then I would get the answers that I wanted. I wanted him to be real so bad. I made that same prayer every year at Easter. The next thing I know, I'm asleep. It's weird because I can see it now. I remember having a small rectangle room and my bed was on the opposite side of the room, diagonal to the door. As I was deep in dreamland, I was awoken by a sound of my door opening. I stayed still and pinched my arm to make sure that I was not dreaming. I had read a book of my old grandma's that said, this is what you do to make sure you're not dreaming. It worked and I felt the pain. So, hoping I was awake and thinking that it was my parents, I pretended to be asleep. The footsteps I heard didn't sound like them. So I tried to slowly slink under my blankets while seeming asleep. My bed was a twin with a wooden frame and dresser drawers at the bottom and a headboard that had 2 sliding doors for cabinet storage. The steps stopped about a foot away from the head of my bed. That's when I heard it. Tap, tap, tap on my headboard. I slowly look up, still trying to pretend like I'm asleep, but I am fucking terrified. I can barely see a large, glowing, white, fuzzy finger. Tap, 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 as the taps get louder and sounded impatient and angry on my headboard. I shut my eyes and silently started praying for protection. I'm not sure how long it was, but it seemed like forever until I heard my door shut. Slowly looking toward my door, I saw nothing. I was relieved, but I still wanted comfort. Still afraid to leave my super protective blankets I surrounded myself with, and with as many stuffed animals I could reach without leaving my bed. I'm not sure if I was just so exhausted from it all, or maybe that my body was tired from a very active imagination, that I must have just passed out. The next thing I know, I'm under my mountain of stuffies being woken up by my mom. Please Reddit, if you can help me, let me know. This was the strangest thing that's ever happened to me. Maybe it's some sort of strange alien, phantom, monster, etc. I've never forgotten about it that night. Still freaks me out when I think about it.
That's alien.
Yeah.
100%.
Keep your big, creepy alien fingers off of my bed.
Uh-huh. Because, dude, That sounds like that whole thing sounds eerily similar to my encounter when I was a kid. When I saw the little pixelated eyes in my room, and I did the same thing. I covered myself in my blanket and started praying. And then after a while, I pulled the cover down and then it was gone. And then I fell back asleep.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's really similar to what I had go on. And I hate to break it to you, though. I don't think that you stealthily move your head to look. I'm pretty sure it notices.
Easter Bunny's giant hand is right here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it notices you moving your head and trying to catch a peek.
I also hate that. It's weird that all these encounters happen to just children. Because there were most of the Santa Claus encounters were all children, except for there was one that the dad heard the stuff on the roof, I think. But it's bizarre.
I mean, maybe because in our culture, we don't take children serious.
Yeah, which helps the phenomena.
Yeah.
Stay covert almost.
Yeah, we don't take, and like children have no like authority to make changes. You know what I'm saying? Like realistically, they are the most helpless in society because they never get believed. They can't do anything about it. You know, they're just kind of stuck.
It's also should be noted that she said she prayed for protection, but it wasn't immediate. She said she waited until she heard the door shut. It said it seemed like forever after that.
It is weird,
poof it away.
It is weird that it kind of, because she made it sound like it was tapping and getting frustrated with her, like she needed to do something. And then she did her pray thing, yada, yada, yada. And then it just finally gave up and walked out of the room.
Yeah.
So it's weird. So she thought. Yeah, sure.
Yikes. Yeah. What if she would have acknowledged it?
I mean, I would as an adult, but as a child, no fucking way. Oh.
2 years ago, posted in r/cryptids from More Fish. Has anyone seen the Easter Bunny? Okay. I know you're probably thinking, wow, you're stupid. But
I know that feeling.
Yeah, same. Welcome to our world, bud. First time here?
Yeah, exactly.
But I swear up and down that I saw this thing in my house, and I remember the whole thing as clear as day. During this time, I shared a room with my brothers and lived with my grandparents. At night, I woke up needing to pee extremely bad. So I was gonna go, but then I saw, peeking through the door, a white rabbit about the same size as the door. Underneath him was a smaller rabbit. The lights were on, and we were younger and scared of the dark, so we slept with them on. I was about to shit my pants. I've never had this much anxiety in my life, and my heart was beating out of my chest. I was sweating bullets, and I was also about to pee my pants. I never saw the things move. I never heard them move. I was constantly pretending to be asleep and had the blankets over my body besides my eyes. I flipped over to the left side of my bed, and it was by my brothers. It did move, even though I never saw it physically move. I forced my eyes closed and flipped back over, shaking. It came over to me and tucked me in.
Gross.
The big rabbit.
Gross.
At this point, the feeling of peeing is so unbearable, so I wait a few minutes, maybe 20.
I would have let it go.
No weird rabbit was in our room, so I army crawled to the bathroom and see it looking out of the window. He's massive. So I'm army crawling and peeing as fast as I can. I'm dreading crawling back. I decide to peek, and he's not there, nor is the small rabbit. I only saw the small rabbit once. I don't even bother flushing the toilet. I don't wash my hands because I don't want him to hear me. I eventually make it back to the room and manage to fall asleep. Now I know what you're thinking. Maybe it was a dream. It most certainly was not a dream. My family made Easter baskets for us and hid it around the house. I saw one of the baskets when I was crawling to the bathroom. I had no idea where they were at the time. And I woke up and it was in the same spot. 1,000% this was not a dream. This happened over 10 years ago. I'm now 25. I believe in the Easter Bunny and no one I know believes me, but I swear on my effing life, this is real. I didn't leave anything behind. All it did was watch us and tuck me in.
Dude, that, I hate the fact that it had a small one.
Yeah.
That makes it so creepy to me.
It is so weird.
I'm telling you, this is these are alien encounters, dude.
Oh, it sucks.
Through and through, I feel like these are alien encounters.
The fact that it walked, like, I love how he's trying to be sneaky, so he rolls over and he sees it by his brother's bed, and he's like, fuck. So then he rolls back over, and almost as if to acknowledge that he's been known, the Easter Bunny just comes over and he's like, just stay there, little one.
Yeah.
Tuck you right in with my Which big is,
like, that makes me Easter feel paws. So much worse now that you say it like that, because it makes it feel like I'm not here for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here for your brother.
Yeah. And what?
That sucks.
Was the little rabbit, like, I have so many questions. Was the little rabbit in rabbit form? Regular rabbit form? Or was it also giant rabbit? Like back haunches standing up rabbit?
I don't know. I'm fighting, though.
I get it. I could punt the little one.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to take a little more effort on the
baby. I love the fact that they just army crawled. They're like, fuck it. I'm going covert.
Yeah.
And it's like, and that's what I admire so much about little kids' mentality, is they think that if you army crawl on the carpet.
Invisibility.
You're invisible.
Invisibility.
It's so good. That's such a little kid move.
Yeah. Dude's like, giant alien rabbit getting ready to abduct my brother. Gotta piss.
Yeah.
See ya. The fact that he looks back and is looking out their bedroom window. And then what? And then what are you going to do? The little rabbit's gone.
Yeah.
It's on its own covert mission. Probably army crawling beside him and he don't notice.
And that's what made it worse is that they're like, oh, this is a dream. And he's like, he has the verification that he needs for it not to be a dream, because he knew he found an Easter basket on the way and it was in the same spot when he woke up. That would fuck me. That's like fire in the sky getting the syrup in the mouth.
Yeah.
That's 100% what that is.
We don't talk about that.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, I hate that. Hate all that.
Yeah.
Got some more. What time we have? 55. Got some more here. I titled this one Generational Bunny Encounter, which I don't know why I titled it that, but it was posted in the r/paranormal board almost 10 years ago by Magpie Pot Pie.
Nice. Good name. Good name.
I saw the Easter Bunny. So this might sound really silly and all, but I thought I'd write it here since this is the paranormal subreddit. So here goes. My family would always make Easter an awesome fun gathering, even though we weren't Christian. My folks would ring a bell in the distance and say, the Easter Bunny is here. We'd all go rushing out to find him, and it was always good, innocent fun. I must have been about 10 years old or so, when one time, it was Easter and we were all sitting in the sunroom that looked out directly into our garden. We used to live on a massive property. I seemed to be the only one looking out when suddenly I saw, I shit you not, the Easter Bunny. It was only in the the back and tail of the bunny that I saw before it hopped behind a bush. He was huge and seemed to be a muddy gray-blue color. I was obviously pretty taken aback because no one had dressed up as the Easter Bunny or anything. I remember it clear as day. To add something more to the story, my mom also had an encounter with the Easter Bunny when she was a child. I'll try to keep it short, but basically on Easter Day, she was a little girl at the time, but she had climbed her neighbor's fence because she thought she had heard something, and lo and behold, she saw a massive Easter Bunny standing in front of her. It had gray coarse hair and wore a waistcoat. Sounds ridiculous, but it wasn't a human. Anyway, they both got a massive fright and the bunny kind of disappeared. Some might just say that you were young and imagined it, but that's it. When we were kids, we were more susceptible to seeing these creatures and things than we are when we are adults. Strange that they both saw a gray one, bro, in the same area.
That is like lineage alien abduction type shit is what that is.
Kyle, quit saying it's aliens.
It's fucking aliens. Everything that you've presented suggests alien to me.
So are you saying that these wonderful aliens that everybody's on board for, these great aliens, these white ladies of peace, are manipulating our religious holidays against us?
Yes. 100%.
That sounds manipulative.
100%. Just like the fucker used my Super Nintendo against me. I didn't fall for it. It still scared the shit out of me.
I wish I had a Super Nintendo right now.
And by you, I know this is off topic, but by you reading these stories, especially that the last one where the kid, which is such a kid move, and it's hilarious, where he's like, I faked sleep and moved my head up to look at the tapping bunny. For some reason, that brought back the what I thought was a nightmare. Remember whenever I told you...
You talking about this gives me goosebumps.
I had that dark figure at the foot of my bed, and I felt something stab me in the foot.
Yep.
And I don't recall this, but in my... In the dream state or whatever, I attacked it. I got on all fours, crawled toward it as fast as I can, and lunged off the bed. It makes me wonder if I really did fucking do that.
I hope so.
Me too, because I'm like, hell yeah, I stood up.
Hell yeah.
I went 10 toes down and fought that bitch.
Hell yeah.
Like, as an adult with children, I feel like you don't have a choice.
No.
Even if you're terrified, you don't have a choice. You have to fight it.
You're getting it.
You have to fight.
Let that be known. Any aliens or entities that come into my house, it's on.
It's game on.
It's on. That's just how it is.
That's on Earth. We call that breaking and entering.
Yeah.
Which also translates, you're going to get the smoke.
Yep. Choose wisely.
It is what it is.
Choose wisely. I got another one here from r/paranormal 7 years ago from Chromie, titled Easter Bunny Unexplained. First time posted in the subreddit and unsure if it's unexplained or just an experience. I haven't had many paranormal things happen to me, but I do believe in the paranormal and love other people's stories. This particular event happened when I was maybe 6 or 7 years old. I lived in a 2-bedroom apartment that I shared a room with my older brother in. My dad slept in the other room directly across the hall from ours. We had a bunk bed futon that we sat in in front of the door. I had the top bunk and my brother slept on the futon part. I remember I had this irrational fear that if I slept with my head facing the door and my feet towards the closet in our room, that monsters would eat my head and feet respectively. So I always slept with my head facing the closet. This is only important because my brother slept the opposite direction as me. So they both kept an eye on each entryway.
Makes sense.
Early in the morning on Easter, I'd say around 3 to 4 a.m., something woke me up. I don't know what it was, but it was out of a dead sleep. I just sat up and looked into the hallway toward my dad's room, where his door was only open ajar. The darkness was fuzzy, but I distinctly remember seeing bunny ears start poking out from the corner of the door. The hallway was an upside-down L shape where the corner turned, and it was met by the kitchen and the adjoining living room. I was honestly excited because, hey, the Easter Bunny. The ears became longer, and then a bunny face popped up. The bunny became larger and larger and stood about 4 feet tall and began to stand. The bunny became larger and larger, and what stood about 4 feet tall began to stand as tall as the ceiling. Within a few moments, it was a full-fledged bunny figure. I remember it was plaid and had bright red eyes. I wasn't scared until it smiled. It had tons of razor-sharp teeth. I didn't know until this point that my brother saw it too, because as my young brain was processing this, I hear him whisper from below me, "Do you see that?" And then we both screamed. A moment later, my dad comes bursting out of his door and runs directly through this demented bunny. And it just poof, disappeared into thin air. My dad claims he never saw a thing and scoffed at us for making up such a dumb story to be awake early for Easter. My brother and I still talk about this event and have been for the last 20 years. We can't explain it, and neither of us have had any really spooky happenings in our life. just out of the blue, an evil-looking plaid bunny in our hallway.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Why they gotta have sharp-ass teeth?
It sucks so much more that the brother's like, do you see that?
I'd say, shut your mouth. What if it attacks by movement? Attacks via movement, like a T-Rex. Shut your mouth.
And that now that doesn't make sense. The dad runs through it and it disappears.
Yeah. Which gives it another weird aspect of the phenomena. I don't know. I don't know. These are weird.
I mean, it
sucks.
It sucks. It sucks. And it's like, I have a thought in my head, but it'd be hard to articulate. Almost like it's still a screen memory, but what if screen memories aren't what we think they are? What if the screen memory isn't the entity cloaking itself, but the entity is creating an image in your head to say over here while it's actually over here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They say there are theories that the phenomena completely manipulates reality.
Yeah.
Which I think Blink-182 guy says that.
No, he's an idiot, though.
But Easter bunnies. So.
Well, I mean, you know.
I got a couple short ones here that I'm going to go through. r/paranormalboard 7 years ago. Becca Poo 90.
Oh, nice one.
Says, has anyone else experienced the ghost of the Easter bunny?
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Changing her up here. My kids were asking me about paranormal experiences that I'd had throughout my life, and I've known people who have had experienced similar things, but I never heard of anyone else seeing the ghost of the Easter bunny. I was about 5 or 6 sitting in my bedroom. It wasn't around Easter or anything. I remember getting a creepy feeling like I was being watched, and then at the same time the feeling started, the radio turned on, and I swear it played Somebody's Watching Me.
It's fucking Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I froze in place, too afraid to move at that point. But I did manage to turn my head to the doorway of my bedroom. And I swear I saw what looked like somebody in an old Easter bunny costume. He stood there watching me for about a minute before he turned around and left. That was the first and last time I've ever seen it. But every time I hear that song, I get flashbacks of the event.
That sucks.
This is a little different.
It feels very serial killer to me.
Yeah, you're getting somebody that you know is in an Easter bunny suit.
Yeah, because they specifically describe it as a suit.
Costume, yeah.
And that is literally all that would go through my head if I ever in my entire life woke up and there was somebody in my house in a fucking Easter bunny costume, serial killer.
Yeah, 100%.
Without question.
100%.
I wouldn't be thinking alien, Bigfoot, anything. No. Serial killer.
Yeah. Especially with that song playing in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, that feels very, very directed.
Yeah.
It's on purpose.
Yeah. I've only got a few more. We actually burnt through 6,000 words pretty quick, so I'm just going to finish her up here. Let's do a long episode. That way people can cry about the ads. I'll give them a little bit of extra something. A little something for you. This one's 4 years ago from the Paranormal Board from Aggravating Fix. The Easter Bunny is real.
It's a bold statement.
Yeah, yeah. They do not beat around the bush. When I was about 3 or 4 years old, me and my mom lived in a small brick house in a pretty poverty-ridden neighborhood. One night, our heat, or AC, I don't remember which, was not working, so me and her boyfriend all slept on a large inflatable mattress in the living room near a portable air conditioner heater. Probably a heater now that I think about it. Anyway, I woke up in the middle of the night for some odd reason, and I sat up. I noticed my mom and her boyfriend were still asleep. A couple feet away was the kitchen doorway. When I looked into the doorway, I shit you not, I love that that's the go-to line, I shit you not, stood somebody in an Easter bunny costume. Yes, an Easter bunny costume. I tried to wake my mom and her boyfriend up, but they would not wake up. I was scared beyond scared, absolutely horrified. I didn't know what else to do but hide under the blanket and mentally just block it out. So that's what I did. I've never had an experience like this again. I call it my Easter bunny story, and I tell it to anyone that I become extremely good friends with, and I've told my whole family. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but yeah, I've had other weird experiences in my life before, like standing in the middle of nowhere and hearing someone say my name directly in my ear, despite no one being around. Yes, I've been mentally evaluated. No, I do not have schizophrenia. No, I've never been diagnosed with anything outside of ADHD and ADD. Thank you. Another costumer.
Throwing stars.
Throwing stars.
Kids, 100%. Children need throwing stars.
They do. They do. To protect themselves.
Most of the time, throwing stars aren't going to kill you. They're going to hurt.
Yeah, fair.
You know, and I just feel like in that case, as soon as I saw it in the doorway, throwing star, throwing star.
You have a little basket full of throwing stars to counteract the little basket of snacks. There you go.
It's good. That's a good one. Definitely serial killer vibes on this one again.
Yeah.
Definitely serial killer.
The costume makes me think of serial killers.
But what type of psychopath just breaks in, gets seen, and then leaves?
Yeah. Somebody.
I do feel like psychos would do that, though.
Just to scare people.
Yeah. Don't you feel like that would be something people would do?
It's the phenomena inciting fear to feed off the fear.
Ooh. Clever one you are.
Yeah, it's the Nephilim posing as...
Clever girl.
It's the Nephilim in Easter Bunny costumes, not posing as the Easter Bunny, in Easter Bunny costumes, forcing fear upon the children so they can feed off the fear.
You just...
Clip it.
You just Chris Angeled me.
Clip it.
Mind fucked.
Two more. Two more, Hollow Cult. r/paranormal. From poster, Chilled Bacon. I swear I saw the Easter Bunny when I was younger, and my friend I met later said that he also saw the Easter Bunny. Twofer.
That's fucking weird.
Twofer.
I'd be so weirded out if I was like, Steve, bro, I saw the Easter Bunny. And
bro,
you're like,
same.
You're like, what the fuck?
Same, bro.
What is wrong with us?
So, back when I was around 7 to 11 years old, I mean, that's a time span. I recall a very vivid memory of seeing what looked to be like a 6 to 7 foot Easter Bunny shadow type being that was completely still after getting up to go to the bathroom. At the time, I assumed it was the Easter Bunny and wanted to help, but something told me, just move on and get to your parents' bedroom.
What the fuck are you trying to help the Easter Bunny for? Dude, I don't
know. So was little kids are stupid.
Was the Easter Bunny going to the bathroom?
No, I don't know. Hold on. It says this shadow creature was big, 6 to 7 feet tall, while being hunched over and holding a basket that I assumed was filled with Easter eggs, but I couldn't tell because the entire entity emitted no color. It was just black. Fast forward to today, and my friend I met only 4 years ago starts talking about this experience he had seeing the Easter Bunny with his sister, where it was a 6 to 7 foot tall bunny creature holding a basket, standing completely still and down a hallway when he was younger. I have never talked to him about this, and he asked his sister, she was also with us, about it, and she described what he saw. For reference, he didn't message her specific details, just ask about if she recalls seeing the Easter Bunny. Has anyone else experienced something similar? I saw an old Reddit post from a few years ago about someone talking about how they experienced a similar situation when they were young. More 7-footers.
It's fucking weird.
It is weird that they all, like, even the small one, the 4-footer, eventually got to the height of the ceiling, which is probably about 7-8 feet.
Yeah. It's gross.
Last one. Last one, Hollow Cult. Posted to the High Strangeness board 3 years ago by Tuzza Who. Easter Bunny manifestation. Period. Being, period, ET, period, abduction in childhood, times 3 people. Last week I attended the UFO Congress 5-day event in Mesa, Arizona. During each day, they had a session for experiencers to share their stories. One man spoke up about a time when he was a child, and the Easter Bunny approached him and wanted the boy to go with the bunny to help him out. The boy reluctantly left, or did the boy reluctant to leave the home didn't go. Another man spoke up and said he had a similar experience as a child with the Easter Bunny trying to get him to leave the home and go somewhere else. This boy also didn't go. Freaking out, I had a similar thing happen to me as a child. I lived on a farm and we had chickens in the yard. One day the chickens scattered fast, and around the porch came the Easter Bunny. He tried to get me to go with him, but I refused to leave the porch. He backed away out of sight, but I leaned over the porch, watched it turn around. From behind, it looked like a small dinosaur with spikes on its back and a spiked tail. Scared the heck out of me, but I put it out of my mind most of my adult life. What could this be? Is it an ET taking the form of the Easter Bunny? As we were all small children, did it do that to get us to trust it? The other two at the meeting said the Easter Bunny just left. For me, it backed out of sight and then turned around, showing a reptilian body. Any idea as to what it was? The poster later goes on to say, all three of us saw what appeared to be an animated, stuffed animal-like being. All were about 3 feet tall. Mine was like a toy. Or this was a different poster, my bad. All three of us saw what appeared to be an animated, stuffed animal-type being. All were about three feet tall. Mine was like a toy. It waddled as it walked and kept its head down, but had its ears sticking up. It was colorful, like a stuffed animal. When it left and turned around like a dinosaur, I saw scales going down its back, and its tail was a greenish-brown and somewhat shiny. The front of the creature was still looking like the Easter Bunny, like it was wearing a costume, or the costume was changing into a dinosaur-like being. The original poster goes back on to say, we would get snakes in the yard, and the chickens would peck them to death. They were pretty aggressive, but they ran in fear when this thing came around the side of the house. Before I saw it, they had already disappeared and hid. Very odd behavior. Wonder what it was.
Fucking reptoids.
How is there multiple people seeing dinosaur Easter bunnies?
Bro, it's reptilians.
It is reptephilums.
Because the reptilians can obviously shapeshift. We've seen clear video footage of our politicians doing it. And if they can turn into politicians, they can turn into bunny rabbits.
And they've clearly had an interbreeding program with fallen angels.
And on top of that, apparently all that you have to do when it comes to the reptilians, No. They're like, hey, Steve, come with me. And you're like, no. And it goes, okay. So, yeah. Turns around and walks away. It's like, I'm done. I tried, guys. Steve's too fucking smart.
They got us.
He's not coming.
They got us. And I love that the other person was like, it waddled like a toy. That makes it almost creepier.
Yeah.
That it like the Easter Bunny facade didn't work. So let's make it something that a child likes even more, and it being a toy.
And good on them kids for not falling for it.
Yeah. It's gross that it tries to coax the kids out.
Yeah. Try to coax me, bitch.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely coming.
Yeah.
With these hands.
Both. Or
throwing stars.
Kyle does have, he's got a thing for throwing stars today.
I like him.
He's been practicing.
I need to get a set.
You do. You do.
Just get a set like a bandolier and then just have it on me at all times.
That's the sound throwing stars make.
It is sick.
In my brain. Well, Hollow Cult, happy Easter.
That's good.
That's what we got. I didn't think I'd get through all of them.
That's fun. It's definitely weird. Fucking weird. It's definitely aliens. I don't care what anybody says.
Nephilim.
It's aliens and it's not demons. So I will stand. I would love to debate every single person ever on that topic.
Same.
And we are open for it. Please try to convince us otherwise.
Same. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us this Monday. Hope everybody had a great holiday weekend. Hope everybody has a wonderful, safe week. And yeah, just check us out. Share the show. Hype the show when it drops on YouTube. You know what you're supposed to do. You got your homework. Till we meet again, Hollow Cult, stay safe, stay weird. And if anybody else listening has seen the Easter Bunny or any holidayical icon, Tooth Fairy, what other ones are there? Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy.
Turkeys.
turkeys. If you've seen a turkey, send it to us. Giant,
especially the hand turkeys that you make as a child. You see one of them motherfuckers walking around.
It's probably out there.
It probably is.
Giant bald eagle carrying fireworks.
Mm, yeah.
That's a good one.
Ooh, leprechaun.
Leprechauns.
Yeah.
Good one. Giant tree for Arbor Day.
True.
Huge Viking for Leif Erikson Day.
Yeah.
Hit us up. See ya.